Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown on the, it's the first weekend of World War III. We're bombing the hell out of the Middle East. It is the anniversary of the beginning of the SARS-CoV-2 panic. Do you realize that it's 4 years ago this month that we all decided that, oh my gosh, we got to shut down playgrounds and we got to shut down the churches in violation of the First Amendment, but hey, we're going to leave the strip clubs open and the liquor stores open. And in Colorado, we left the marijuana stores open, the dispensaries open. And then people found out whether you were an essential or a non-essential employee. Yeah, those were good times, weren't they? Those were really good times. We're going to walk through. There's been a grand jury going on down in Florida that's been investigating, some of the crackdown, lockdown, put down bullcrap that was going on. And they're starting to release some of the reports. And I want to go through some of those reports. We had a jobs report. Oh my gosh. Let me pull up Drudge real quick. On the Drudge report, American boom, another jobs blowout, reaccelerating stocks record high. And I thought, wait. That's not right. So I started digging around and it turns out, well, it's a great example of how the cabal. I know this is really actually for me, it's hard to believe just how blatantly the cabal will just either by omission or commission, either directly or indirectly, but either way you want to put it, just lie to us about what the numbers in the news really is. So there's a whole bunch of stuff we want to cover today. So you just need, if you're in Colorado, it's kind of crappy weather today. If you're out in California, apparently it's going to, you need to start building arcs out in California, east of the Mississippi. Oh my gosh, it's going to be horrible east of the Mississippi. Guess what? There's weather. Yeah, there's weather everywhere. So, wherever you are, just sit down, you know, grab the dog, grab a shot of tequila or something, which is what you need listening to this program anyway. So, rules of engagement. First and foremost, you need to do this. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. If you want to tell me anything or ask me anything, whatever message service you use, type in this number, 33103, and then begin your message with the word Mike or Michael. Now, if you're a graduate of public school, you should probably just use the word Mike, M-I-K-E. But if you have, like, a higher ed degree in gender studies, you might want to type out the entire word Michael. I don't care. But either one, Mike or Michael, and tell me or ask me anything in the text messages. I read them all the time. Now, again, I emphasize, I don't respond to all of them. In fact, I respond to very few of them, but I read every single one of them. And oftentimes, text messages become topics for the program. So that's rule number one. Rule number two is, I want you to go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find all the social media icons, so you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or X, or Instagram. You can find the podcast. You can find the stories. You can find an interactive map of where all the affiliates are all across the Fruited Plain so that you can find when they air it, when they re-air it. Like in Denver, once, you know, my host station plays a program on Saturday, then again on Saturday evening, and then they replay the program again on a different station on Sunday. So it's all the Michael Brown you can possibly imagine. Then I want you to do this. I mean, I'm not done. Write this down. Then the third thing I need you to do is whatever you use to subscribe to podcasts, I want you in the search bar to search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit that subscribe button, and of course then hit the 5 stars and give us a great review. And then that gets you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you got 23 hours of me. So therefore you can cancel your Ambien prescription. Let's talk about guns for a moment. I think so long as a single, just even one law-abiding American is exercising his constitutional right to bear arms, I think the Marxists that are running the country right now, by the way, let me emphasize, I was thinking yesterday during the weekday program, because there's a bunch of stupid stuff going on in Colorado. Surprise, surprise. And I thought, am I overusing the term Marxist to describe Democrats? And then when I started thinking about the stories that I did this past week, they all have to do with either Marxist or fascist kind of policies. Yet they keep telling us that we're the fascists. That somehow we want a dictatorship. And nobody wants a dictatorship. I just want the country to work the way the country's supposed to work. And it doesn't seem to be doing that. But anyway, so all these Marxists, I think as long as a single one of us, yours truly, it'll be me. Maybe it'll be you. But as long as one of us is actually exercising our constitutional right to bear arms, the Democrats and the Marxists are going to call for more gun laws. What about the laws they've already imposed? Didn't they work? I mean, every time there's a mass shooting, which, by the way, you know, the term mass shooting is really beginning to bug me, because that's what, either three or four people in one shooting. They're not as widespread as you think they are. But every time there's a mass shooting, it's, oh my gosh, we got to do more. If we're doing more, and every time there's a shooting, we do more, are those laws not working? If they're not working, then we ought to repeal them. Over at ammo.com, a great website if you want to go dig around in it, they actually analyzed the situation. Here's what they found out. There's three things I want you to know. Actually, there's four. The amount of state gun laws between 1991 and 2016, the number of state gun laws nearly doubled. Doubled. And yet what? Gun crime hasn't gone down. The availability of guns hasn't decreased. They doubled the number of laws between 1991, that's 25-year period, and still, crime keeps going up. Number two, the 1994 crime bill, that appropriated $12.5 billion for law enforcement. The Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau gets $1.5 billion every single year to enforce federal firearm laws. We spend so much money. By the way, I'm going to talk about the $12.5 billion for law enforcement in just a moment. And then the third thing, ATF seized more than 360,000 guns in 2021. 360,000, more than a quarter of a million, almost half a million, somewhere between a quarter of a million and half a million guns. And yet, between 1886, no, not 1996, 1886, between 1886 and 2023, the United States Supreme Court has interpreted the Second Amendment to include the right of you and me to keep and bear arms six times. Six times. Meanwhile, homicides, all methods. Now remember, a homicide is just the killing of another human being. It could be a suicide is a homicide. An accidental shooting is a homicide. A cop shooting a thug is a homicide. Me killing somebody that's trying to break into my house is a homicide. Homicides of all kinds increased more than 25%, 27% from 1968 to 2021. If you go to ammo.com, you can see that as government grows at the expense of the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we're becoming not only less free, but we're becoming less safe. So when we come back, a quick comment about that $12.5 billion for law enforcement. Because, again, the Marxists, what do they want to do? Oh, they want to get rid of law enforcement.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you, and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Thanks for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Follow me on social media. Subscribe to the podcast. Do all of that at the website, michaelsesgohere.com. So over at ammo.com, there was a great breakdown of the number of laws that have been passed, every single one of which, in one way or another, infringes on your Second Amendment rights. And other than children owning guns, or felons owning guns, I'm pretty much of a Second Amendment absolutist. I mean, why do you think the Founding Fathers wrote the stupid thing? They were all just sitting around, you know, sitting around Independence Hall, having a little moonshine or something, and, you know, walking around in their wigs and, you know, pontificating about how, well, we're going to show King George, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to do all this. And Madison and Jefferson and all of them sat around and said, you know what we ought to do? We ought to just make sure that everybody can own a gun. Because we all own guns. You guys all own guns. Well, we should all own guns. We often forget the DNA of this country. We were revolutionaries. We were, I mean, I suppose if you wanted to, you might even say, I mean, I wouldn't say, but King George and the members of the British Parliament at the time, and maybe some of the British press at the time, may have looked at the colonists, our ancestors, and said, oh, my God, they're a bunch of terrorists. But they're shooting the redcoats. Well, that's a very superficial way to look at it. But indeed, the fact that we were able to muster weapons and throw off the yoke of tyranny, I think that sometimes we gloss over the Revolutionary War. And we don't realize that those who settled in the New World did so seeking religious freedom. They wanted economic freedom. They wanted the freedom to kind of live their lives, you know, as they chose. I mean, they were original libertarians. Leave us alone. We will just do our thing. We'll engage in commerce. We'll grow some crops. We'll make shoes. We'll sell goods. And we'll pay a fair amount of taxes. We'll do whatever. But just leave us alone. And King George just refused because he saw, aha, kind of like the federal government today. King George and the British Parliament looked at the colonists and thought, wow, look, those fools. They're over there making all this money, doing all this stuff, engaging in all this commerce, and all, they're exploiting all of this wealth and all these natural resources. Let's tax the crap out of them. And so that's what they did. And they taxed and they taxed and they taxed. And they regulated and they regulated and they regulated. And they passed more laws and more laws and more laws. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, they wrote the Second Amendment because but for the ability to throw off the British redcoats, but for the ability to defend themselves, I mean, it was a combination. It was primarily that the Second Amendment was written because if you look at the entirety of the Constitution, along with the Declaration of Independence, that when the bonds of one government force us to form a new and separate government, we should inform the world why, and then in the Constitution we said, okay, let's make certain that we spell out exactly the kind of government that we want, the power will remain in the people, and we will write these first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, that will limit the government and ensure these rights for the people so that the people will always be able to live free. My gun's never done anything wrong. Guns. Well, maybe only one. Well, maybe a couple. Well, I don't know. Who knows? None of your business. So the only people that are committing crimes with guns are indeed the criminals. We had my producer here in Denver, I think either yesterday or day before yesterday, we were talking about something, talking about some crime in Colorado. And he looked up, and the average time from the moment a 911 call is answered until police arrive on the scene is now 16.x minutes between time of the call and the cops arriving. I forget, it was like 16.25 minutes or something. 16 minutes. Oh, someone's breaking into my house. The cops will be there in 16 and a half minutes. Oh, the federal government is trying to take my rights away. The Second Amendment is every time that I hear about a Democrat wanting to limit my ability to either buy a gun, own a gun, possess a gun, whatever it is, whatever, I see that as one more attempt for them to limit my ability to protect myself from them. Michael, you're never going to shoot. You wouldn't shoot an arm, you know, a military person that was trying to do something. You know, you might be interested to know that I think there is a breaking point for many Americans that if the government were to really turn on us, the hundreds of millions of guns in this country that are lawfully owned would be turned right around on those people. I also think many of those people would refuse to carry out unconstitutional orders because many of those people in the United States military are on our side. But as I said before the break, over at ammo.com, we find out that we have all of this attempt to regulate, impose all these rules on us, all of these laws. And one of them was that the 1994 crime bill, and they've done it ever since, they continue to do it. And that is to grant, at the time, they granted $12.5 billion to law enforcement, to hire more cops, to put more people in labs, to do forensics, to do everything. What you need to understand about that money is this. Every time that money comes down from the federal government, where's it going? Because we hear, for example, in New York City that, oh, we don't have enough cops to handle all the illegal aliens, we don't have enough cops to handle all the crime, and at the same time that all of that's going on, we got people like Congresswoman Cori Bush from Missouri. I think Cori Bush is from Massachusetts. Nah, she's Missouri, one of the M states. Remember how determined she was that we should defund the cops? I guess it would help if I plugged in my computer. I got distracted and didn't do that. Let me turn that on. Here we go.
Demilitarize the police. I'm saying let's not use money for SWAT gear. Let's not use money to buy the big MRAPs for our communities. Because let's be clear, the MRAP is not for Russia. In my community, who is it for? It's for the people in that community. So, what we need when in a lot of places, more than half of the budget of a city can go towards police, and less than 5% goes to health and human services. I'm saying let's take the money instead of buying militarized weapons and putting those in our police force. Let's take that money and let's put it into our social safety net. Let's make sure there's money for mental health services in my community. Black men, the number of overdose deaths over 6 years has skyrocketed over 560%.
Let's take the money we're going to use on law enforcement and let's put it over here in social services. What do you think that results in? Oh, yeah, more crime. Absolutely more crime. Which is why we see that increase in crime over the past 25 years and continue to see that increase in crime.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Gold is an investment and for protection of my assets for decades. And with volatility everywhere you look, I'm buying more gold right now. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Give them a call at 855-910-GOLD, or better yet, go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Appreciate you listening to the podcast, listening live, replays, whatever. I'm just glad you do. So the dumbasses in the world, the dumbasses in the world, which Look around. They're everywhere. Demand that we regard abortion. Now, don't start turning off the radio. But they always demand that we refer to or think about abortion as health care. And this always surprised me. Yeah, is it a part of health care? Is it because it's provided by doctors and nurses? Yes. But when I think of health care, I tend to think of, you know, somebody, you know, was in an automobile wreck and they're in the OR, or they suffered a gunshot wound because they're in a crime-ridden, crap-hole place, or they've overdosed on fentanyl, or they have had a heart attack, or they got cancer, or they got the diabetes, whatever it is. I think about that as health care. But I want you to think about this. If abortion is a cure, just bear with me for a moment, because I'm bearing the lead here on purpose, because I want you to set aside for a moment, because whether you're on that side or that side or no side of the abortion topic, I know by bearing the lead, I'm forcing you to listen for a moment. Think about this. If abortion is a cure, then pregnancy must not be a gift or something good, but must be a disease, right? On behalf of the dumbasses, the journal Medical Ethics confirms that hypothesis. From the journal Medical Ethics, we argue that there are some compelling grounds for regarding pregnancy as a disease. Like a disease, I find this hilarious. I find this disgusting but hilarious. I'm a sicko. We argue that there are some compelling grounds for regarding pregnancy as a disease. Like a disease, pregnancy affects the health of the pregnant person, causing a range of symptoms from discomfort to death. Well, yeah, that's like every damn pharmaceutical commercial you hear on TV that, you know, Ozempic, you know, you got to take Ozempic so you can lose weight. Forget about this for diabetes. Or take, I can't even think of all the stupid names, but, you know, just make up some name. I'm sure there's already a drug for it. And if you look across the fine print at the very end of the commercial, it takes up about a third of your TV screen. And that's listing all the side effects of those drugs. Or just next time you get a prescription for anything, penicillin, I don't know, just a prescription for anything, most people never read the crimp sheet that's inside. Here's my challenge. Go look in your medicine cabinet right now. See if you still have some medicine that's still in the box and pull out the crimp sheet, unfold it. You'll have to get a magnifying glass. It'll unfold. It'll be like a poster you can hang on the wall. And you start reading through it and get over to the side where it says either contraindications, you know, don't use it for this or that, it might cause these problems, or then look for possible side effects. It's just like this. Like a disease, again, Journal of Medical Ethics, pregnancy affects the health of a pregnant person, causing a range of symptoms from discomfort to death. Well, that's like reading all of the bad things that can happen if you take whatever medication you're looking at. It can cause nausea, diarrhea, and sometimes even death. The journal continues. Like a disease, pregnancy can be treated medically. Like a disease, pregnancy is caused by a pathogen, an external organism invading the host's body. Really? Let's diagram that sentence. You want to? Like a disease, pregnancy. So pregnancy is like a disease. Disease and pregnancy are now interchangeable, right? And the pregnancy is caused by a pathogen. Birds and bees. Sperm enters the female body. It swims up, finds a little egg, gets right in there, and suddenly pregnant. Well, that sperm is no longer called sperm. It's now a pathogen. You know, because it causes a disease. Like a disease, pregnancy can be treated medically. like a disease, pregnancy is caused by a pathogen, an external organism invading the host's body. Another example of how let's bastardize the language so that we can get it to fit whatever narrative or whatever issue we're trying to push. And here, we're trying to get everybody to accept that abortion is health care. So in order to do that, let's go over here to the other side and let's start arguing that pregnancy is actually, oh, it's a disease because it's caused by a pathogen. It's caused by an external organism invading the host body. Honey, you want to go make love? Yeah. Maybe a little sperm invading your body tonight? Yeah, sounds kind of romantic, doesn't it? Yeah. That's how nutso this is. These dumbasses literally regard a human child, or for that matter, the sperm and the egg finally, you know, getting together, as some sort of pathogen. Now, of course, that is absolutely consistent with, you know, liberal ideology, according to which all human activity is harmful. Because what? Because it offends the climate by producing more CO2. The Journal of Medical Ethics is the official journal of the Institute of Medical Ethics. And I'm beginning to think that maybe the word ethics is somehow Marxist language for the pseudo-intellectual justification of evil. Man, pregnancy as a disease. We were watching we have been doing this thing about going back and watching TV series, like HBO series, that we missed, like from the, let's say, the late 90s to early to mid 2000s, because our lives were so busy that we didn't have, like Sopranos, we watched The Sopranos. We had never seen The Sopranos. And now we're wrapping up having watched 6 Feet Under, the HBO series about a funeral home, a family that owned a funeral home. And in that series, a couple of people have gotten pregnant. And there was one scene just recently where the pregnant woman was talking to some friends, and she was all upset because, as most pregnant women do, they tend to think they're ugly, or that they don't feel good, and they feel fat, and they feel all these other things. And all of her girlfriends were trying to explain to her, no, you look beautiful. You have the glow about you. You look gorgeous. You look healthy, happy, blah, blah, blah. No. She has a disease. No. The next time, I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want you to get slapped or punched in the nose. But the next time you see a pregnant woman, walk up to her and say, "Wow, you got a really bad case of pregnancy. You can fix that. They have a fix for that. That's a disease, you know. You're diseased. Ooh, get away. It's like leprosy. Get away from me. Ooh." You know, as long as they continue to twist and turn the language every which way that you can possibly imagine, we're going to finally get to the point where language is totally meaningless. And that kind of feeds into the jobs report, because the jobs report is a great example of how if you're just a consumer of headlines, you don't really, and I'm not being critical here. Many people just, hey, what's on ABC World News tonight? What's the CBS Evening News telling us? What's on the face of the Drudge Report? What's on the front page of the Wall Street Journal? What's on the front page of the LA Times, the Denver Post, or the New York Times? And people just tend to read the headlines and the first couple of paragraphs. And if you do that with these latest job numbers, why, you would think that the economy is booming, that things are fantastic, that things are just beyond belief. Let me pull up the Wall Street Journal. Let's see what the headline is today in the Wall Street Journal. Where did it go? They had a big headline yesterday about the jobs report, and it was about just how amazing it was. It's dropped off the website. So I'm sure you've heard, though. Well, the Drudge Report. Biden poised for boost as Dem primaries begin in South Carolina because America is in a boom economy. The economy is reaccelerating. Stocks are at a record high. blockbuster jobs report. Okay, let's start doing this. Let's spend a couple of segments and let's walk through the jobs report. And then I want you to think, during the break, I want you to think about this. Think about what you've heard about the jobs report. Because if you've not delved into the what I call the tabs, you'll realize that, man, it's really bad. And they're really just flat out lying to us. Yeah, they're lying to us about jobs numbers.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So these numbers about the jobs report is truly designed to make you think that everything is hunky-dory. I find it so fascinating. And the other thing I find both fascinating and frustrating and disappointing and kind of scary are the number of people who will hear that the jobs report, you know, we gained 340,000 jobs last month or whatever it was. And it's just a record number. It's a boom. My gosh, everything is wonderful. Oh, and look at the stock market over here. Record highs in the stock market. It is a deliberate attempt to set a narrative that the economy is doing well. Now, for the average American, who is, maybe still using gas to fuel their automobiles, or maybe there's still even a few people that are going to the grocery store. I don't know. Maybe people are still eating. Maybe some people are still paying utility bills. Maybe they quit. I don't know. And maybe some people are still paying rent, or they're paying a mortgage, or they're paying off credit cards, or they're paying something. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just entirely wrong about this, but I think if you ask anybody who's doing any consuming whatsoever, they would tell you, yeah, it pretty much sucks out there right now. So I want you to hear this clip from the Wall Street Journal that surprisingly points out the four big problems that are hiding under the surface of the jobs market. And then when we get back to the top of the hour, I want to walk through some of the deliberate, absolutely deliberate, misleading things that the cabal is telling you about the jobs market. Here's the Wall Street Journal.
And the U.S. added 225,000 jobs a month last year. Just about everywhere you look, people are talking about the strong jobs market.
Resilient, durable, robust, use the word you want to use.
The job market is absolutely solid.
It's one of the big reasons money managers say they're confident about gains for the stock market in 2024. But when you dig into the data, there are four serious problems that suggest the U.S. jobs market isn't as strong as it seems. The labor force, data revisions, hours and wages, and unemployment claims.
Have you heard anybody talk about that? The labor force, revisions to the data, that to me that's one of the biggest ones that we'll talk about in the next hour. Hours and wages, and actual unemployment claims. Did you hear anybody on... I watch the network news deliberately, so you wouldn't have to. And they all talked about exactly that, these jobs numbers are amazing. It shows, and why isn't Biden getting credit for these wonderful jobs numbers? Well, really? Labor force, data revisions, hours and wages, and unemployment claims.
I'll explain. Most Americans, and even some market watchers, only pay attention to the big numbers when economic data are released. One of the main ones is the government's monthly jobs report, which has shown the unemployment rate below 4% since February 2022. But the historically low rate is actually masking some weakness, particularly in the number of people who are in the labor force. In December, the jobs report showed that 845,000 people had dropped out. That was the 10th largest increase in the number of people dropping out of the labor force since the Labor Department started tracking the data in 1975. Americans dropped out of the labor force in 8 out of 12 months last year, leaving the U.S. with a net 694,000 fewer workers. The number of people dropping out of the labor force is also a reason why the unemployment rate is so low. That sounds strange, but the unemployment rate doesn't include people who have dropped out of the labor force. It's calculated by adding up everyone who has a job and everyone looking for a job who's unemployed, and then dividing by the number of people still looking for work. Anyone who doesn't say they're actively looking for a job is counted as out of the labor force. And lately, the folks dropping out of the labor force have included more prime-age workers, or those between 25 and 54 years old.
That's amazing to me. People between the ages of 25 and 54 is the largest group of people completely dropping out of the labor force. What are they doing? Where are they going? How are they providing for themselves? Have they moved in with us boomers? Is that what they're doing?
Prime age labor force participation rate has fallen pretty consistently since September. The government also overestimated the number of jobs the U.S. added in almost every month of 2023. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the non-farm payrolls report each month, which estimates how many jobs were added by American companies. But the report also tells us how many jobs its previous two reports were off by. In a typical year, some months are revised higher, meaning the BLS underestimated how many jobs were added. And some months are revised lower, meaning they overestimated. Last year, every month except October was revised lower.
Every single month ended up being revised lower. Now, do you think that makes headlines? This is an example of where the cabal deliberately tries to mislead you because they have a vested interest. I know the shocker, right? But the network news owners, those people who in the editorial rooms of the television stations in Los Angeles and New York want you to believe that the economy is doing gangbusters, particularly since we're coming up on an election. Because we can't have that crazy orange man bag get elected. So we got to make sure the old demented old fart gets reelected, and then we'll worry about him later. He'll just keel over anyway, and then we can do something else.
It was the first time that many months had been revised lower in the history of the survey.
Did you get that? That's the first time in the history of the survey that many months have been revised lower in a row. It's deliberate.
Which dates back to 1979. Lizanne Saunders, the chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab, told me recently that the U.S. saw a similar pattern in 2007 and 2008, ahead of the global financial crisis. At the time, the labor market looked pretty good, Lizanne said. What we know now with all the revisions is the backdrop was a lot uglier. And we've been seeing another reliable recession indicator from the jobs report, a decline in real wages and average hours worked.
Do I have to tell you that? I mean, you know someone whose wages have been cut, or what's happened is their workload has increased, but their salary hasn't been correspondingly increased either. That's a wage cut. Oh, I'm still making the same. So, Michael, how can you say it's a wage cut? Because you're doing 20% more work, but your wages didn't go up 20%. I know, it's just, isn't this great news? Happy Saturday, everybody. Great news. But it's helping you learn how they lie to us incessantly.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. military launched an air assault on Iranian-backed facilities in retaliation for the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the military struck more than 85 targets at seven facilities.
Three of the facilities are in Iraq. Four of them are in Syria. Numerous aircraft, including B-1 bombers dispatched from the United States, were involved in this operation.
In a White House statement, President Biden said the U.S. does not seek conflict but will respond if Americans are harmed. The airstrikes took place a few hours after the bodies of the three U.S. soldiers killed in Jordan returned home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressman Mike Gallagher, who chairs the House Select Committee on China, says the U.S. is under a different kind of attack all the time from that country because of its illegal exports of fentanyl. His concerns are not eased by China's promises to crack down on those responsible.
We've seen this movie before. The Chinese Communist Party makes promises about cracking down on fentanyl production, and they never deliver. And what happens is more Americans die.
Congressman Gallagher was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Senate Armed Services Committee member Roger Wicker of Mississippi says he's hoping for a big change in the White House after the November election.
And I hope part of their resolve will be, part of President Trump's resolve will be to rebuild our military and get us to the point where we were under Reagan. That is strength that gives us peace.
Americans for Prosperity attorney Kurt Couchman says a proposed comprehensive Congressional Budget Act would reduce waste by giving the budget committees the power to reject proposed spending plans that exceed top levels established for various agencies. Another winning day on Wall Street on Friday took the Dow up to record highs. More from townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
An asteroid as big as a skyscraper has passed within 1.7 million miles of Earth. It happened yesterday. And tomorrow, NASA says an asteroid roughly about half that size will come close to Earth as well. A dog has been rescued after being trapped for more than a week inside a shipping container at a busy Texas port.
A routine day of inspecting over 10,000 shipping containers at the port of Houston turned into something extraordinary when U.S. Coast Guard officer Ryan McMahon and his team heard barking coming from inside one of the containers. The container was lowered to the ground and opened to reveal that a sweet and friendly dog had been trapped inside for at least 8 days with no food or water. The canine has since been nicknamed Connie the Container Dog. Connie is now with Forever Changed Animal Rescue, which is working to get her healthy and ready for adoption. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Kenya's president is reacting to a deadly gas explosion in Nairobi on Friday. Here's the BBC's Will Ross.
William Ruto said the corrupt government officials who allowed the gas facility to operate in a residential area of Nairobi must be sacked and prosecuted. This was the first time the Kenyan president had spoken publicly about the explosion and fire. The country's environmental agency has now admitted that a permit was issued for the facility. It says four officials have been suspended pending investigations. It's fortunate the explosion didn't happen in the daytime because the loss of life would have been far worse.
That's the BBC's Will Ross reporting. Tesla is recalling nearly all of the vehicles it has sold in the U.S. That's because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small to be easily read. Documents posted Friday with regulators say the recall will be done with an online software update that should make it easier to read those important figures. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh, sometimes Davey cracks me up. Well, actually, I crack myself up because... I want to tell him something. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about the jobs market, and we're walking through the problems with the jobs market. So that's where we're going to start this hour out, and we got several other things I want to get to, including this month, February, is, I know it's Black History Month. And I know it's I'm still looking for White History Month and Jewish History Month, and I'm still looking for Gay History Month, and I'm still looking for Presbyterian History Month. But it is also the month where it's the 4-year anniversary. Yay! 4-year anniversaries since we all decided that we couldn't go outside and sit on the beach or sit in the park because there was coronavirus. It was everywhere. We're gonna talk about that this hour too. Let's get back to the jobs report. Before we do, you have to know how. There are rules for this program. This is a tyrannical-driven program, and you have to follow the rules. By golly, if the government can tell you what to do every day, all the time, then I'm going to do the same thing. So here's what you need to do. First and foremost, if you want to send me a message, you want to interact with the program, it's really easy to do. Text messages. I got great text messages already. What you do is whatever you use to send text messages, this is the number, 33103, 33103. Then you type the message, and you start it out with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything, TMA, ask me anything, AMA. So tell Michael anything, ask Michael anything. Then second, if you'd like to follow me on, no, not like, I want you to follow me on social media. I want you to download, subscribe to the podcast. I want you to find local affiliates in your area, see some of the stories that we do. You can find all of that at one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Now, the podcast. On your podcast app, whatever you use, Apple Podcast, you use Downcast, you use whatever it might be, you type in the search bar, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit enter. That will pull up my podcast. That you hit subscribe. That will give you all the weekday program and the weekend program. So you get all the Michael Brown you need. Well, maybe not all you need, but all I'm going to give you right now. So those are the rules of engagement. Back to the jobs number. There are two major points I'm trying to make about the jobs number. First and foremost is these numbers are not great. They sound great because they want you to think that they're great. The second point I want to make about the jobs number is this is a classic, quintessentially classic example of how the cabal literally lies to you. If another assignment for you, maybe ask a spouse, Don't start an argument. Just ask a question. Ask some friends if you're going to dinner or having lunch with somebody. What'd you think about those jobs numbers? Or what'd you hear about the jobs numbers? And they'll probably tell you, oh, wow, they're really good. Did you see the stock market? It really took off. Jobs numbers are really good. The economy must be doing really well. Well, we're finding out that actually that's not true. The jobs numbers aren't nearly as good as what people think they are. We just walked through the four big problems. And the four big problems are that you have revisions. They've revised the numbers of jobs. So they come out. Let's just say that last month they came out and it was 200,000 new jobs. At the same time this month, they come out and tell you, oh, we added 340,000 jobs. What they don't tell you is, oh, and then for last month's number, we reduced that by 40,000 or 50,000 or maybe even 100,000. And they've done that year after year after year. And in fact, the past year has seen the greatest reduction in jobs numbers in the history since they started tracking this in either 1975, 1979, whenever it was. So they're just lying to you. Here's a great big number. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a bait and switch. It's like walking into, I don't care, you're walking into a furniture store. You're walking into a dry goods store. You're walking into whatever it is to buy a bunch of widgets. And on the sign it says widgets for $4.99. And you walk in, you say, I need a dozen of those $4.99 widgets. Oh, we're all sold out of those. We only have the $6.99 widgets over here. You'd be perturbed. You'd be pissed off. I don't know why. I guess my job here is to piss you off by just telling you the truth. Telling you the truth. Let's go back. I want to finish this Wall Street Journal video real quickly. People are asking me where you find this. This is, you have to be a subscriber to the Wall Street Journal. But this is their video with the four big problems that are hiding under the surface of the jobs market. An unemployment rate near a 50-year low. And all this other data has given a lot of money managers confidence because all they care about is driving up stock prices. So when they drive up stock prices, they've got their markers. They know what their point is, that as soon as stock X reaches $5 a share, they're going to sell. So look, we got good jobs numbers. That's what the televisions, that's what TV's telling everybody. So that's what Larry Kudlow's telling everybody. It's what CNBC's telling everybody. So let's drive the Dow Jones Industrial Averages up until we get to a point where we can sell off real quickly and make some profit. And then when people realize the job numbers weren't really that good, we've already taken our profit in the stock market. I mean, it's a big shell game. Back to the Wall Street Journal.
At the time, the labor market looked pretty good, Liz Ann said. What we know now with all the revisions is the backdrop was a lot uglier. And we've been seeing another reliable recession indicator from the jobs report, a decline in real wages and average hours worked. While average weekly earnings for Americans soared in 2021 and 2022, during the so-called Great Resignation, things reversed course the tail end of 2023. Average weekly earnings for U.S. workers fell in December for the second time in 3 months when adjusted for inflation. That was largely the result of a decline in the number of hours the average American was working. Reducing hours has long been an early recession indicator. It shows businesses are looking to lower their labor costs because they aren't making as much money, but they aren't yet ready to start handing out layoffs. The rise in the number of continuing jobless claims has also caught economists' eye. The number of people who continued to file claims for unemployment rose to the highest level since 2021 in mid-November, and has remained pretty high since then. The numbers have stayed under 2 million, which is low by historical standards. But the consistent increase in continued unemployment claims, even as initial claims for unemployment insurance have been very low, is unusual. It shows that people are having trouble finding work once they're laid off. And that's a sign that the labor market may not be so great for job seekers, which could explain why so many are dropping out of the labor force. So what does all this tell us about the U.S. economy? Obviously, the labor market isn't falling apart, Liz Ann Saunders told me. But all of this weakness does show that there are cracks forming that you wouldn't pick up if you were analyzing the economy at the headline level.
If you were analyzing the economy at the headline level. So how bad is it? Now, you know, there's just something basically wrong with this jobs report. Do you know that the government quietly erased 439,000 jobs through November of 2023. When you go back and you look at the revision downward, the government just, I mean, that's 500,000 jobs. That means its initial jobs results were inflated by 439,000 jobs. So the job market is not as healthy as the Bureau of Labor Statistics wants you to believe, and as the cabal willingly reports to an unsuspecting consumer of news. Since the government wiped out 439,000 jobs after the fact, that means that the total percentage of jobs created is even higher, that the government created is even higher. So a lot of the increase in the jobs are government jobs. And in fact, increased government hiring has been driving the jobs numbers higher for months. Last month, 25% of all new jobs were government jobs. Now, other than the U.S. military, or maybe some people working in some of the national labs, most of those jobs aren't very productive. What kind of widgets do they produce for you? What kind of services do they provide to you? Oh, the Internal Revenue Service? Yeah, I really don't want their service. Let's dig a little deeper into these uncomfortable facts that the cabal doesn't want you to know.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103 and get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. And follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to the podcast. You know the drill. I don't know which is more important about the jobs report. The fact that the numbers are funny money, fake baloney, mumbo jumbo bullcrap, or that there is a deliberate attempt to just give you this top line number with zero analysis about what is behind the curtain. Because if you know what's behind the curtain, then you'll realize, even though you know, because as I said in the earlier segment, you still, I assume you do, you still eat, so you still buy groceries, or you still go out to eat, you still put gas in your car. You know, I filled up my Beamer this week, and the last time I filled it up was like $2.89 for premium unleaded. I know you people in New York and California and New Jersey, just shut up. I don't care. I don't care what you pay. I only care what I pay. And I the last time I filled up the Beamer for premium unleaded was like $2.89. And when I filled it up on Wednesday or Thursday, it had jumped up to $3.03 a gallon. And I thought, well, here we go again. And I checked the price of oil is about $82 a barrel. So all of that's starting to creep up again, even though this country is now the world's leading exporter of oil once again. But wait a minute. Am I telling you the truth about that? I just said that the United States of America is once again the world's leader in exporting oil. Guess what? That's true. Now, do you think that's because we have drilled 100 new wells around the country? Or we have 100 new offshore wells? No. Our production has stayed fairly stable. It's because OPEC and other countries are cutting back. Because they're trying to drive the price of oil up. So, yeah, we're the leading exporter of oil, but it doesn't mean that we still don't need to drill, baby, drill, because there's still room for production. There's still room for more natural gas production. But, of course, Biden's cutting off LNG terminals, but that's another story for another day. But do you see how? I mean, that was the headline all over the Drudge Report the other day, too, all over the Wall Street Journal, all over everywhere. Oh, the United States of America, the world's leading producer of oil. Yeah, because everybody else is coming back. We're still not drilling as much as we could, and quite frankly, as much as we should. back to the jobs numbers. Since the government wiped out, I'm going to pick back up where I was earlier. Since the government wiped out almost 500,000 jobs after the fact, the total percentage of jobs created by the government, meaning government jobs, is even higher than what's been reported. You see, it's increased government hiring that's driving the jobs numbers higher. I don't see that as being productive to the U.S. economy. Don't get me wrong. I understand that if you happen to be a government worker, you think your job is the most important job in the entire world. But government jobs are different than jobs in the private sector. If you're a private sector worker, you're producing a product or a service that someone else is going to buy, and then with the profits that are made from your purchase of that product or service, the manufacturer provider of that product or service then makes a profit by which they can then go out, expand their business, maybe hire more people, produce more widgets. But tell me what the IRS worker produces that means more money for you and me, that expands the economy. Because all they're trying to do is just take more money out of your pocket. They're just trying to find out on your return, you took this deduction and shouldn't have. You actually owe more taxes. I don't consider that a, air quote here, service. Now, the military, yeah, I think the United States military does, obviously provides us a necessary service that I'm willing to pay for. And I think there's a return on that. It may be a return that we can't actually define the value of, but that's like trying to define the value of liberty and freedom. What does the TSA worker produce other than kabuki security? They make you feel safe, but do they really make you safe? No, I don't think so. All of this matters in terms of the government jobs reports because it moves the markets. It moves the yields and treasury bills. And that is a significant factor in whether or not the Federal Reserve is going to leave interest rates where they are, increase interest rates or lower increase or decrease interest rates. David Rosenberg, who is the founder of Rosenberg Research, says that it's time that people stop trading off the payroll data. Because he says the downward revisions came to an epic 443,000, adding, quote, more than 40% of payroll growth in 2023 came from what he calls the fairy tale birth-death model that the Bureau of Labor Statistics uses to guesstimate its jobs report. Again, the government sector in December ranked high in job creation, 52,000 jobs in December of last year. That brings the three-month average of jobs created by the government to an average of 50,000 per month. Wow. And we're supposed to be singing the Hallelujah chorus about jobs? Now, this isn't a new phenomenon. It's always occurred. But as the Wall Street Journal points out, it's worse now than it's been since they started doing this back in 1975 or 1979. In August of last year, the Bureau of Labor Statistics issued a preliminary revision for the 12 months through March of 23, showing job growth for that period was overstated by 306,000 jobs. That's 25,000 fewer jobs on average per month in that same period. So quit just reading the headlines. There's more to it than that. Oberlin College, next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Meeting with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So I've had a couple of text messages asking, for example, where can we hear you in Grand Rapids, Michigan? If you go to michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, then you click on the link on that page that says how to listen. And there's an interactive map that you can pull up. You can do a search. You can look at the map and click on the little pins in your area, and you can find a local affiliate there. And by the way, I would encourage you that if you find an affiliate that either hasn't changed the name of the program or maybe was carrying the program, or maybe you have a radio station that doesn't carry the program that you'd like to, let us know too. Send that information to me at Michael Says Go, or text that information to me. Text that information to Michael at 33103, and we'll get that to Los Angeles and see if we can't get them added. Oberlin College. Kim Russell was a lacrosse coach at Oberlin College. The end of Coach Russell's career, I can be traced back to a few words posted to her private Instagram account on March 20th of 2022. Now, if you go to my Instagram account, at Michael D. Brown, which I would encourage you to go and go follow me, you'll be able to see all of my photos. My account's not private. Some people will mark their account as private, so if you request to follow them, then they have to give you permission because maybe they post photographs that they don't want you to see, or maybe they just want to keep their photos private. That's why I'm fairly conservative about what I post on my Instagram account. Well, anyway, Coach Russell's career, Coach Russell's account was private. She posted something to that Instagram account on March 20th, 2 years ago. She reshared a post that congratulated Emma Williams as the real winner of that year's NCAA Women's 500-yard freestyle event, though the NCAA record book says that Leah Thomas, remember that name, whose feminine quality seems to be shoulder-length hair, actually finished 1.7 seconds faster. Kim, or Coach Russell wrote, "What do you believe? I can't be quiet on this. I've spent my life playing sports, starting and coaching sports programs for girls and women." Now, Coach Russell believes a lot of things. She believes in practicing mindfulness, something we should all probably learn to do more of. Her coaching style is intuitive, and she likes to use coconut oil as body lotion. But when it comes to women's sports, oh, she's pretty much in the camp of what we might call objective science. She said, quote, "Think about how," I shouldn't have said, quote. "I want you to think about how radical what she said is." In today's lexicon, I want you to think how radical this is. Here's what she said, quote, "A natural-born male should not be competing with biological females. There are too many biological and physical advantages for biological males." Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Coach Russell said the truth. And the truth is awful. Do you know that Democrats on Capitol Hill went on C-SPAN? Actually denounced her on C-SPAN for saying that. Why? What is wrong with that? First of all, whether you believe that or not, I don't care. Let's set aside whether or not that's objective science or not. Instead, let's just think about, does she have a First Amendment right on a private Instagram account? Meaning that I don't know, I don't follow her. I haven't even requested to follow her. Doesn't she have a right to say what she wants to say? Doesn't she have a protected First Amendment right to express what her belief is? That a natural-born male really shouldn't be competing with biological females? Let me check around and make sure this room's empty, the studio's empty. Guess what? I believe the same thing! Now, whether there are too many biological and physical advantages for biological males, I happen to believe that too. I don't know whether there are too many, but I believe there certainly are biological and physical advantages for biological males. It's how the bodies are structured. On paper, Coach Russell and a leafy liberal arts haven in the middle of the Rust Belt might be a perfect match. But over the past 30 years or so, she has founded and coached lacrosse programs at both the collegiate and the youth level, and just recently founded an international team for the U.S. Virgin Islands. She was always sprinting barefoot among her players in flowy clothing before hitting the mats as a yoga instructor. She's been dubbed the Hippie Love Coach. I only point that out for you to think about her and to picture her as not as some devil incarnate, not as Satan, but as really kind of the hippie. Yeah, the hippie love coach. You know, she likes coconut oil to keep her skin smooth, and she likes to, you know, do mindfulness and meditation, and so she's maybe a new ager. I don't care what she is. She's entitled to her opinion. And I happen to concur in that opinion. So she became the head lacrosse coach at Oberlin College in 2018. And she actually thought, I think reasonably so, that her personality would kind of fit in with that school's culture. Because she was finally allowed to ditch the khaki sports and the polo golf shorts that are associated with lacrosse. And that kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, the white glove affluent suburbs. The progressive rhetoric that engulfs Oberlin College, as Ivy does Penn, provided only a very thin veneer, though, for what she found at Oberlin College. And that was a campus that was consumed by hyper-competitive striving that bred really stressed out, anxious, and unhappy young women. Hyper-competitive, stressed out, anxious, unhappy people, women, females, in lacrosse. She said that in her first year of coaching at Oberlin, three players on her team actually started suicidal action. And then because of that, she thought I'd leave after that because I was so emotionally drained, exhausted, and I thought I just can't do this anymore. But instead of leaving, as I think many people would have in that kind of work environment, she decided that she's going to go back. She was determined to help those young women, to help them mature and to grow up as good citizens and start to feel comfortable in their own skin. She actually became to think of those players as her own children. And the thought that any could be denied opportunities because of a biological male competing against her girls brought out her her mother instincts, her protectiveness. She said, quote, "It's already been proven when you look at all the sports where it's happening, the males are winning." Leah Thomas, the trans woman, had been ranked 65th in the 500-yard freestyle event. After Leah went from men's, where she ranked 65th, to women's, She jumped from 554th in the 200-yard freestyle to 5th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 5th place. Huh. I wonder if there's a physiological advantage to a trans woman, to a biological male who identifies as female competing in women's sports. This isn't so much, this story is not so much about Leah Thomas. It's not so much about men competing in women's sports. We could talk about that for hours and days. That issue has been pounded and pounded and pounded. Instead, this is about the wokeness. This is about the political correctness that infects a place like Oberlin College, where they suddenly decide that, oh my gosh, we can't handle the fact. I mean, almost, this is almost the same as, well, you can't handle the truth. You just simply can't handle the truth. Or you can't handle free speech. You can't handle, maybe a dissenting opinion. Because maybe her opinion is in the minority. When you start firing people because they state facts or they, on their private Instagram account, say things, it's over. Pull your kids out of public education. Pull your kids out of higher education. Make sure that if you do put them in public education or higher education, that they're being taught to be critical thinkers, that they should be free and brave enough to stand up and say what they believe. And teachers and professors should never denigrate someone for what they believe. Instead, let them make their argument. You can make your argument, and you can clash the ideas. I thought that's what education was about. Not about political correctness. Text the word Michael to 33103. And remember, go to michaelsaysgohere.com, check on how to listen, find an affiliate. And if there's something wrong with the affiliate or you can't find an affiliate, let me know. With inflation still running high, how do you preserve the value of your dollars? Do what I've always done and buy gold and silver. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or other savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Call 855-910-GOLD or go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE, DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Good text messages today. Let's talk about the American Psychological Association for a moment. You know, I believe in merit. This ties into that last program, or that last segment. I truly do believe in merit. I believe in a meritocracy. And I think people rise and fall on their ability to do a good job or, you know, whatever they're good at. I mean, let's be honest. Well, maybe they're not so smart, but you know, thanks to Premier and thanks to the folks in Los Angeles, they thought, don't tell them, but they thought I was good enough to do this program. I got it on merit. There wasn't a raffle. I'm not paying them. They're actually paying me. Merit. But now war is peace and freedom is slavery and merit is unfair. There's a study out by the American, I always laugh at these stories. And I don't know why, because if I don't laugh, I'm going to pull my hair out and scream. In fact, the American Psychological Association might want to put me away. There's a study published in an American Psychological Association journal that's now claiming that social economic disparities should be the focus when you're looking for new employees. Now, let's think about the term social economic disparities. That refers to a position of privilege according to all the orthodoxy of cultural Marxism. Think about Disney's Wheel of Wokeness for details. Now, the focus here is bestowing a further privilege based on a person's race. The study concluded that merit-based hiring fuels racial inequality as members of marginalized racial groups tend to experience socioeconomic disadvantages more often than members of privileged racial groups. Now, privileged racial groups versus disadvantaged racial groups. So let's be honest, what we're really doing here is we're focusing on two things. We're focusing on race and we're focusing on socioeconomic status, not focused on merit. Now, in a society that succumbs to that, you soon find out that research often consists of just a bunch of quacking of these leftist talking points. Let's go to the American Psychological Association article. The lead researcher is advising employers to focus on the disadvantages of a prospective candidate that they have faced instead of another candidate who's actually achieved more in the field for which they're hiring and for which that person has a more fitting resume. So let's think about widgets. I always talk about widgets. So you're a really good widget maker, and your past job was as a widget maker, but you found another job where they make better widgets and they pay more, and you want that job. Well, the American Psychological Association says that if that's me, they shouldn't hire me. They should hire someone who's not very good at widgets, at widget making, and in fact, maybe even got fired from their last widget making job because their socioeconomic status might be different. Oh, now let's think about that, what that means in these terms. Socioeconomic status is a combination of a whole bunch of different factors, but it kind of boils down to this. Socioeconomic status can be measured by what? Well, my bank account versus your bank account, the type and year and make of the car that I drive, even the kind of food that I eat, or the temperature I keep my thermostat at, because I can afford to keep my thermostat on a cold day at 72 and you have to keep yours at 68. So are we going to hire now not on the basis of a resume, but on the basis of a financial statement? That's what they want to do. That's what would be fair. Tough luck. We're allowing all of this stuff to get in the way. Look, you know, you hear stories all the time about somebody that's lost a job. And for whatever reason, they end up becoming... Now, there's stories like this all the time, at least around Denver, where someone loses a job. They end up homeless because of their losing the job. And then they, in fact, there was a story recently about, and I forget whether this was actually in Denver or just was reported on the Denver station. Someone lost their job. They're in a grocery store. They're like in a Whole Foods or a Safeway or something. And they're stealing some ready-made sandwiches and a bag of chips. And a cop who happens to be there catches them stealing. But rather than arrest the guy, he's asking the guy, why did you steal? And he says, well, I lost my job and blah, blah, blah. He's telling him the whole story. And the cop says, well, let's go back in. Let's get you something to eat. Buys that person something to eat. And then says, now, what was your previous job? And the cop goes on trying to, and apparently does find the guy a job doing something. I don't know whether it's in his field or not, but he found him a job. He was hired on his merit. He was hired on the fact that whoever saw him looked beyond the homelessness, looked beyond the fact that he was actually trying to steal from a grocery store, and said, oh, you're able to do X? We need somebody that can do X. Oh, you don't have any money in the bank account? Well, you will after you work for a couple of weeks and we pay you. There's nothing wrong with meritocracy, at least in my view. But then I'm not getting money to write a study by the American Psychological Association, and I guess I'm not woke either. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.